David, you were once a towering figure in Western Kentucky art scene. Now you're in Lexington, but you're coming back for the Wastelanders exhibit, and you're bringing new work. Tell me a little bit about where you're venturing now in your art.
Well, thank you for the flowers. I'm not sure that I deserve that garden, but I'm happy to hear it. My work is learned to fit within my life as an older guy living in a space without as many accommodations for an artist as I've had when I was a kid. So I have learned to do still life so I can kind of contain the havoc of having space and supplies and what have you all over the places it requires to be a thorough painter. So I am primarily working in graphite, which has always been one of my favorite media, and working on white paper with, you know, just smudgy old black graphite, and drawing still lifes as carefully and as accurately as I can, which for the few folks that are still around that remember my work will know that detail was always kind of my first, middle, and last name.
I don't know that everyone knows how really tough graphite is to capture detail.
There's always some kind of a cliche about whatever topic you want to come up with, but you just need a sharper pencil to get a sharper detail in some ways. But I have learned to get sharper detail by using Q-tips and cotton balls and powdered graphite, as well as the sharp and dull pencils and crayons that are made of graphite too. So my drawings don't really show marks. I'm a great admirer, and I think a friend of Dale Lay's who just had a show at the Yasser in Paducah, whose marks are, his work is about the marks, and my work is about hiding the marks. But yeah, we have a lot of things in common, conceptually, I think. But for two guys that are very detail-oriented to look at the drawing process as differently as we do, I think it's a good contrast to think of. If your listeners have seen a Dale Lay's drawing recently and then they see one of mine, they'll say, well, one of these can't be drawing because they look so different.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you made that comparison because it really helps to see in one's mind's eye what you're talking about. Now, the Wastelanders are quite a group. Explain the background of the name.
Well, the group formed in Paducah from a group of longtime friends and native Paducah residents who were interested in the arts and interested primarily in visual art, painting and drawing and what have you, ceramics. And there was a space to exhibit in and an interest in exhibiting, so they formed a group and they set up a pattern before I became affiliated with the group where they were showing twice a year. And it was realistically as much an excuse to get together and celebrate the creative energy within the individuals of the group in a joint effort as anything else. So they had shows for New Year's Eve with an opening and therefore a New Year's Eve party in essence. And then they would have a show for summer solstice and choose a Saturday as close to the solstice as possible and have another opening party, and they had great success. And I was, at the time that they formed, was here in Lexington working as a graphic designer and not really making much art. And one of my old drawings was in the collection in Paducah, was damaged in an accident, and I was contacted and asked if I would recommend someone that could do the restoration work to get that piece back to where it could be exhibited. And, you know, it's like someone calling saying, you've got a child in the emergency room, you know, you want to take care of it, you know.
Yeah.
First thing you do is get in the car and go to the emergency room. So I went to Paducah and got the drawing and brought it back home. And after building up nerve and up strategy for about a month, I finally pulled it out and put it on a drawing board and started sanding down the damaged areas and redrawing in the areas and basically restored the drawing by the same process that had been created to begin with. And when I took it back to Paducah, longtime friend, longtime Murray State person, Nancy Flowers, who has Gallery 600 in Paducah, was the go-between on this project. And She said, I'm going to challenge you, David. And I said, well, fire away. What do you have in mind? And she said, I want you to exhibit with the Wastelanders. I said, well, I've seen postcards. I know there are Wastelanders, but I don't know who they are or what they do. And she explained what was going on with it. And, of course, I knew all these people. Some of them were former teachers of mine. Some of them were former students of mine. And all of them were and continued to be friends. So it was a no-brainer kind of a decision. Sure, I'd love to. So she challenged me to get a drawing together and show it at the next show. After some thought, I decided that I would just do that and do it in the way that I could at the time, which meant setting up a still life and working in a very conservative space in my home, did it. And I chased away a few ghosts from going without working for so long and got my technique down to the point to where I could show the piece I finished without being embarrassed by it. And I've been exhibiting with them ever since. And the work is getting better with experience and with work. Nothing like killing your ability by going inactive for a decade or so. But I'm thankful to have gotten the challenge from Nancy, and even more thankful to be tolerated and welcomed by these people into the group that I continue to exhibit with.
Exhibiting with you in this show, that'll be at the Yeiser, January 2nd through the 4th, and then January 7th through the 11th. The other artists include Juanita Gilliam, Mark Donovan, Christy Hansen, Linnell Mason, and guest artists Jane Bright, Susan French, and John Paul Henry. What's the range of artwork that we'll see in addition to yours and from the other folks?
There will be paintings. There will be some three-dimensional work. Christy is fairly well known around Western Kentucky now as the Gourd Lady, mm-hmm. or the Gourd Artist. She's won exhibits in the region with pieces she makes from gourd she grows on their home over just across in southern Illinois, and some very creative and imaginative work that she does. And it's not like going to your grandpa's arts and crafts fair when you see Christie's gourds. It's they're not decorated gourds. They're artworks that are made with using gourds as the raw materials, and they're very interesting. Mark Donham will have paintings and drawings and, generally speaking, intimate scaled pieces that involve a little bit more than just looking and saying, oh, I like that. You need to think a little bit when you see Mark's stuff. And the star in this group for me, Juanita, was my supervising teacher when I did my student teaching in 1968. We've been close friends since the day I met her, and it's really neat to see her. She has retired as a public school teacher and now has a studio gallery in downtown Paducah and works with school children still, as well as teaching basically what you would call continuing education level classes for adults in her studio there. And she does a lot of ceramics, and then every once in a while she'll surprise us and bring something else in. So there's always something interesting to see from her, but her primary body of work that she'll be exhibiting will be ceramics again, I'm confident. Linnell does interesting painting and drawing using pastels a lot and colored pencils, and is another one of those people that I've seemed like I've known forever. After I got back into Paducah in the late 70s, Linnell was around, and she went off to California for a while and came back and brought that body of experience with her, and her work now is very interesting. The guest artists are fun to have as a part of the group, and that's kind of part of what we feel is a mission, I guess, for the Wastelanders, and that is to continue to bring to the public's attention artists that have been in Paducah and making art in Paducah for a long time before Paducah became the art center that it is rightfully becoming known as now. There have been a lot of accomplished and serious artists in Paducah since I was old enough to realize what was going on in the world around me, even just in the community of Paducah. That's a continuing tradition that has been enhanced a good bit by the Lower Town movement and the people that have moved in for that neighborhood and for the energy that that neighborhood brought to Paducah. But Paducah's been a good place to be an artist for a long, long time. And I'm 67 years old, and there were people accomplished at it when I was a kid, just catching on to what was going on. And when I got to know them, I found out that they weren't the first generation either. So this isn't something that has just come around in the last few years, but rather a time-honored tradition of serious involvement and work in the visual arts in that community.
It's really neat because the Wastelanders are sort of a tight-knit family, but you open your exhibit and your opening reception up to everyone. And this year, my gosh, you have Judy Bray performing live music at the Iser Art Center for the reception. It ought to be a blast.
Well, it's a New Year's Eve party, so you need some refreshments, and live music is always great. We try to have it, and Judy's a well-known entertainer in the Paducah area and does a wonderful job, so I'm sure that will enhance the evening a good bit. And for people like me who don't get to be in the community every day year-round, it's an opportunity to see friends at a holiday time of the year that is a special occasion for us because we're exhibiting our work and together as a group of friends, but it's also an opportunity to share that with people we don't get to see very often. So it's really an exciting thing, and the guests this time bring energy and a strong work ethic and a diversity of youth and just a veteran artist of the Paducah community and people that have been involved in the arts in Paducah for a long, long time. So I think it's an opportunity for the community to both recognize what's going on in the community and the arts, but also to celebrate the value of that in the community because it has built such a strong knit arts and general creative community in that what otherwise would be just another small Midwestern town probably.
David, thanks for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Kate.